Yes, welcome back to another edition of the Open Goals.
Yeah!
We're here with St. Phoenix, what a band. How are you boys, all right?
Very good, very good.
Over the hills and far away. Take me to my happy place. Right, you go, just you go.
You need to get the worst next to
you. Stitches
up there, stitches up.
Boys, you can't get yourself.
We go tell that damn text.
How are you boys, you alright?
Ah, we're brave.
I'm not going to lie, I'm nervous. I get bad anxiety with stuff like this, and I'm nervous, man. I'm nervous.
No, not going to be.
He's in your hot food, lads. He's in your hot food.
Good to go, I love hot food, mate.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Don't like sweating. No. I don't like sweating.
You sweat all the time.
Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew, man.
There we go.
What's the hottest food you've ate before?
I was going to say something about Dale, tell me to say. No, hottest food. We tried a hot sauce in New Orleans called, was it The End it was called?
The End, aye. Ooh,
what's the worst you've seen somebody on here? Gredo was bad last one.
Gredo, aye.
Gredo was bad. You're the worst ever.
Oh, but that one,
straight
that.
Straight to hospital, that was obviously.
What with Faddy? Did he go to hospital as well?
He went to bed, but he was
ill. He was lying on the floor. Rubbing his arse along the floor, his carpet.
That might be me. That might be me.
New single out, lads. Tell us about it.
Good old times. So basically,
it's about your times with DL.
Times about. We haven't met DL yet, so I can't wait to meet him. But no, basically, as we were talking to Slaney there off camera about, obviously, lost our dad, and Slaney lost his mum. Just basically wish you could rewind back time and go back to the time in your life where it was just brilliant. I mean, it could be anything, like just growing up, a bit of nostalgia, so that's what it's all about. Just getting back and enjoying the good old memories.
How'd you write the songs? How'd it come about?
Don't ask me.
You say always get naked, why is that?
It's just, we feel a bit more free.
Aye, especially your brothers, you can do what you want, do you know what I mean?
That's all right.
But no, we've got a wee studio up at Mom's house and we just get in there and I every day just write songs, write ideas down and batter away in there.
Amazing.
I must say the chat before was...
That was brilliant.
Incredible.
No,
that was amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing. But the main question is, will Rangers win the league before we go into the wings?
Right in.
Here we go.
I think we will, but I think it's got to be tight. And I think that if you said to us back when Clement came in, would we do it? It'd be anywhere near it. I would have said absolutely no chance. I think Beal just took the whole club backwards inside the root, do you know what I mean? And but I don't know, it just seems to be clicking. Still think the squad could be a little better, but he's getting a tune at the players and I think we can do it, right?
I think it's going to be a helicopter Sunday, I'm not going to lie.
Think so.
Oh, I've teed that one up a bit.
Imagine him with an SPL trophy on his
Sunday.
Who's wearing it?
Oh, who's wearing it? Man.
That's last Sunday.
That's last. I'm going to come on to Rangers as well in a bit, but just to get the rules out of the way first, have you watched it before?
Aye.
Who did you enjoy on it?
Gredo was unbelievable. Love Big Gredo, man.
Bit aggressive, but he was good.
He's tight with Gredo?
Aye.
Some laugh
with Gredo a couple of times before, he's mental.
Did you know how Jonathan Watson was funny then, though?
He was like, everyone's fine, it's no bother. And I was saying, Big Gredo's in absolute tatters there, man.
And I thought Gredo would be, I thought he'd be the one guy that would be fine with it.
I think that's
the hints he's put in his mouth, fuck's sake. Can you imagine?
He's
had his tits in their mouth.
I think it's deceiving, but the you might be a wee guy, but you can handle your spice, or the big guys can't handle it.
Oh, mate, this has got this doesn't come down to size, mate. This is all about the two rings.
I was going to say, Hobo Disney.
Size doesn't matter.
Boyd's had his tinted mouth. Me Boyd does a podcast for him. Is his name again?
Chris.
Not the wee one, Chris.
Oh my god.
Oh, bro, we need to get them on.
I get the boys on. Get their numbers up to your podcast.
Oh, no, before we go on. Well, we're getting bashed here. They're just back from Germany. You lot, what's your favourite place in Germany?
Frankfurt.
Oh, Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, went to Frankfurt. Aye.
So, what was the end of touring?
So, we're touring. We've got a mate called Nathan Evans. And
he's good, mate.
Aye, he's good. So, we do.
I like his new song. Did you just help write it?
We wrote it.
I'm going to drop a bomb here.
Fart?
You gonna fart? No, he's got the best song for the Euros.
Oh, he's got it.
He's saying it now.
We'll decide about that.
Is he the best song for the Euros, and it's coming out. It's colossal.
Wow, there you go. Watch this space. Mate, give us a wee bit of that, his last song. I genuinely loved it.
Highland Hill.
What did it go like?
Highland. Oh, my love said to me, will you meet me by the sea? You can meet, kiss me underneath the misty moon. She is stunning, she is pretty, as warm as amber whiskey, and as funny as heather on the hill.
Aye.
We wrote that way last year.
That was good.
Did you write that?
Aye.
Why do you keep it for yourself, you daft bastards?
I know, stupid. But we've been writing with him for a while, and he says, come in the studio, did a couple of stuff, and then he had a sold out tour in Germany. He said, I need a band. Like, last minute, why don't you come? I said, I will go. So we actually went and played some of your songs, played his songs around Germany for about 11 days. It was brilliant.
What was your favourite place in Germany you went to?
Oh, Cologne was good.
Well, that's Scotland. We're going there. Scotland are going there, aren't they?
Aye. Cologne was brilliant.
What's so good about it?
Nice, it's kind of laid back, it's nice food, good drink. Leipzig was good. Leipzig, they call it, innit?
Leipzig
was good. Good, stunning.
Nice.
And you said you had to be Bertie Votes on the violin.
He was here.
Right, mate, round one, Paul Slane, take it away. What's the category?
Well, we need to get the wings on before we do.
Yes, let's have the wings! Take me to my happy. How are you, mate? You good?
Have you done there for 10 minutes?
I've been for a bit.
Can you just tell the viewers what these are, please, mate?
Of course, this is just an easy restart.
Oh. Classic
Buffalo wings.
Classic Buffalo.
Classic. By the way, let's get you some attention. What's your Insta name? What's your handle on Insta for anyone that wants to add you?
Murray Bar 5,
there you go, Eddie.
Murray Bar 5.
Murray Ari Men.
Who are we going for?
Give him a follow. Thanks very much, Murray. You're a gentleman as always.
Thank you very much.
Film and TV, before we start, I'm just interested to know, favourite film?
Don't follow him.
Some creepy shit. Favourite film?
Favourite film? Well, Godfather.
Great film.
Godfather. The first one. Don't say the second one. The first one's the best one.
Love it. Right. Have you watched the thing on Amazon about the making of The Godfather?
No, not yet.
I'll get your name. It is unbelievable. You'll love it if you love The Godfather.
Tell the viewers about it.
Either Cuckoo's Nest or Shawshank, one or two of them.
Well, can't see the number one IDNB, what it's called.
Have you seen Shawshank?
It's too good a film. Every time it's on, you watch it, but maybe Cuckoo's Nest.
What's the difference? You like the other version of it, didn't you? Shawshank Redemption.
He's going to do that.
That's a DL starring in that.
Starring Gordon's DL.
DL's a governor.
Chris Toll.
He's locked inside a leather cell, isn't he?
Chris, hang up. Right, boys. Round one. As Simon's already said, they're filming TV.
Do they know the rules?
I've jumped ahead of that, boys. Can only apologise. The rules aren't so important. The rules are there are four rounds of questions, TV and film. Big one here, Rangers for you. I think they'll get 4 out of 4 for that.
Right, okay.
Music and general knowledge. Right. If you get a question wrong, you're eating a wing.
No problem.
And the heat goes up every round now, lads. When you get your answer right on the board, don't show each other and then show the camera without each other seeing it. Right, round one, film and TV. Right, wee balls, you take it away.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka has been in the news recently. You went to that, didn't you? You and your dad?
Me and my dad.
Who played Willy Wonka in the recent 2023 film Wonka?
Easy stuff. I know the guy's name.
Write it down then, if you know it. Write it down, you'll be fine.
Don't worry about the spelling.
If you know it, you'll be fine.
We don't care about the spelling, do we, mate?
Kardashian, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He is, mate. Right, come on, let's see your answers.
Oh, yes!
That's his name.
Timothy Chalamet. Jeremy, what?
Jeremy Shabalanga Langa.
That's actually not a bad guess, but you know.
Here we go.
Go on, the boys.
Go on, the lads.
You'll deal with these, alright.
They're actually enjoyable. I'm actually jealous that you're eating them right now. Yeah, full wing, please, lads. If you don't mind.
Can you... Fucking hell.
All right, just turn it to the camera then, lads. There's his answer, look.
I wrote half a bad word.
Yeah, bro.
What's that? Have you ever had wings anywhere before that you've loved?
Oh.
On your travels?
Castle. Wings.
Oh. Dino's Barbecue in...
Denniston?
No. Fucking, is it New York? Where is it, New York?
Oh, the boys have travelled, look.
Buffalo it was.
Buffalo, New York, where you get buffalo wings. Dino's Barbecue, right, where they invented buffalo sauce.
Nice.
Oh, damn it.
Have you been to Bucks Bar before?
Right. Oh,
good few times. I've not even checked.
Good, innit?
I'm going free up there. You're going to be shite myself.
I'm going free, mate.
All right, okay.
Right, next question.
Right, here we go, boys.
Right.
Question two.
Right away.
Right away.
I'm going
free, mate. Check. There always has to be a James Bond question, innit?
Does it be creep to write something?
So question two. Who creates the gadgets for James Bond?
Oh, wow.
You know that?
Mm-hmm. He knows that. Come on.
Fuck, I've just jumped in.
So dad.
Oh, show the answer straight away. Show the answer to the camera. Well done, lad. Question three, Paul Swain, take it away.
I'll go again then, not a problem.
You asked that so well.
Question three. And Still Game. He's big fans of Still Game.
Aye,
so brilliant, innit? Which Scottish band plays at Winston's wedding?
Oh, you must know.
Oh, you're dirty, but how do you know that?
Oh my god. You're not Still Game fans,
no,
are
you? Do you know what? I didn't know this either, and I'm a big
Still
Game
fan. That must be the recent
fan.
Ones then. Is it?
I don't know, mate, but I didn't know
that. I
go to
see the six and then it started going a wee bit.
Oh, Ford, what band? Ford and Greg, watch us. They'll be coming in at your concert, man.
No.
Lost yourself a ticket.
I'm just got to write one down. I don't know.
Do you know this band? Do you know what the famous song is?
I can't wait to sing it. When that's us go.
I'm taking a guess here. Oh.
No. I've
made an ass. That's not them.
I can't even spell it either.
What about the spelling, lads?
Who is your favourite Scottish band of all time, just out of curiosity? Tell you who mine's is. Delamitri.
Oh, I've just fucking put in this man.
Four for all!
Oh, good band.
Young at heart, by the
Bluebells.
Well done, Paul Slane.
Well done, boys.
By the Ginger Bells.
Jeez, we're going to get
Ginger
these
Bell Ginger.
That's the band, the Slane's band. Ginger Bells.
We're alright, so, aren't they? You enjoying them?
They're alright, yeah, they're fine.
What are the size of the wings for, man? Honestly, God. Massive.
Mate, these are hard questions for the first.
Yeah, these are quite easy.
Would you get this one?
I would get this. I love this.
That's
one of my favourite films.
Right.
Ready, lads?
Aye.
What item is in every scene of the movie Fight Club?
Oh,
how gorgeous, man, is Brad Pitt in that film?
I'm taking a guess, yeah.
I've seen it.
I think.
What is it in every scene?
There's an item in every scene.
Fucking hell.
The dildo, innit?
Get it. Get.
The hell was the prop manager
in there? I honestly get no clue.
No, that is the answer, right there.
Can you
Ed
imagine?
Just gets leather,
can you imagine every scene?
Every fight on the dildo.
The only thing I can think is angry.
Do you have the queen?
That's not it. This isn't it. This isn't
oh
it.
Oh my god.
Oh my laugh.
I hate what talking about football. I just want to talk about
soap.
On
I put soap mall.
Soap?
Aye.
I just put
the answer is.
Starbucks cup.
Is it?
There's
a Starbucks
they
cup.
Must
every
have
every
they
must
have paid a fortune for it.
They must have paid a fortune for it.
Again, man.
How you finding it, lads? Enjoying yourself?
Right.
Aye, it's alright, man, aye.
Better than any other podcast.
Right, I'm away to go and get the next round.
Round two. Is that the first round one?
Round one's done, mate. That was alright, wasn't it?
That was alright. We are fine.
You can eat the rest if you want, it's up to you.
No, I'll save
no, myself.
Lads, we're up to, obviously I touched on Rangers a wee minute ago, but who are you tight with any of the players?
Really, really good pals with Scotty Arfield, obviously not there anymore.
One of the best, isn't he?
So, unbelievable.
Could he be a musician?
He was in a band called The Begbies.
His voice is a bit whiny for me, but...
remember Ross Wilson, that used to be at Rangers, the director of football? He was the director of football at...
I thought you were going to say he was a drummer for Scott Arfield.
No, he was... When Scotty was at Falkirk, he was... He was there and he said, you need to choose between music or football. So he made him quit the band.
I think Yogi was a part of that as well, wasn't he? John Hughes. I think he had a part to play in that as well.
But Scotty's brilliant. But going for a wee game of golf with Griggsy and Davo in a couple of weeks' time in a row.
Hanging about with the big names, ain't you?
That's what I'm saying. I said to him the other day, you grow up watching him and idolising him. You alright?
No way you're struggling with that.
Quite hot, that fuck.
But you grow up and you idolise him, and the next minute you're hanging about with him. It's quite class, eh?
What about you? Who's your favourite one to hang about with?
My favourite? Scotty's top drawer. But we've got to go dinner with Boy Day and
Fergie. Next month, aye.
Wow. Next month, aye.
Fergie, how did that come about?
Met him a few I was steaming at bloody
five star
event with Scott Arfield and put my horn up during the raffle when I come back for the toilet.
But, oh, so you piped it? You piped it. Oh, you sick,
got out.
You sad bastards, man. You piped the thing about the boy doing Fergie.
No, Nero, Fergie, be fair.
Was he your ultimate hero going up there?
Ultimate hero, aye. Ultimate hero. Met him a few times and then he was on his radio show and he said St. Phoenix was his favourite band. So
take it all day.
That's incredible.
That's surreal, right? And you played at Ibrox before, didn't you? Was that in the run to Seville?
We did the ISO, and it was a Legends game. We played at half time and Figo and Kaka and all the rest that are kicking about. We're getting pictures with him.
I tell you what, there's somebody in Glasgow that's got a Rangers top with Kaka signed on it and they said, can you sign that for me? I said, mate, that's going to be the worst decision of your life.
Aye.
And he's like, no, please sign it. So there's a character.
No chance.
I'm not enjoying. See, after me, guys, like, can you sign my forehead? So I was at the front door signing folks' foreheads and that. It was mental.
Round two.
Twitter, give you a swat, get your Twitter handle.
You've got
cherries
on them, man.
Here we go, cheers, man.
Okay, mate. What a guy, money. Thanks, mate.
Aye, thanks so much, mate. Cheers.
So this is Big Leo's fire sauce.
How's Big Leo getting on?
Oh, mate, look at that.
Is it?
Mate, can you see the steam coming off?
Aye.
Can I have a glass of water, please, mate?
Yes, mate.
See you later on. That's me, mate.
Because all the Rangers chatting at he's away. What about Big Clement? He's done some job since he's came in.
Unbelievable. Said that he was going to. He's not got a magic wand, but he must have.
Thanks, mate.
It's been unbelievable. The turnaround and the difference between September he came in.
What is the difference, Jen? What is the difference between a Clement team and a Michael Beale team? Because obviously the personnel's not changed much.
I think they believe in him. You can see that like through. It almost seemed like Beale was like a best mate taking a team, mm-hmm. rather than a manager. You know it yourself when you get somebody in there that you just respect and look at and kind of fear in a good way. You can see that where I think with Beale it was kind of like. Oh, it's my mate there, I can get away with murder. Yeah. Kind of, that's how it kind of felt.
I think he's quite an intimidating guy, isn't he?
Oh, scary mate, character. You wouldn't fuck about him, come on to her.
I think that's one of the biggest things as well. I think players are a wee bit scared of him.
If you had to put him in a band, what instrument would he play?
Oh, a bass player.
Would he be the bass player? A heavy metal bass player, wouldn't he?
Aye.
100%.
With a leather
vest. 100%, aye.
The chain with his neck like that.
Aye.
Have you ever done that Step Brothers? Have you ever put your balls on his drum?
No.
Drum kit?
Honestly.
Well, I used that.
Is there a story there?
It was my drum kit first.
Aye.
So when I went, I played drums and then I moved on to guitar and then he started learning the drums. So I don't know what he's done to that kit. Honestly,
I've done a new drum kit.
Have you?
So how did you start? When did you say I want to play the drums? If he was playing,
well, typical Step Brothers. He wouldn't let me play the drum kit. So every time he went out, I would go and play the drums for hours and that, and then I would just go, all right, how did he leave the drumsticks and that? Where can I put my boys when I'm just like that? Went back down the stair and they never noticed. Do you know what I mean? And then eventually I got all right with it and they said you might start a band.
All right, so you were just a single?
I was in other bands in that, and then he got chucked out his old band, so I had to take him on.
What did you get chucked out for?
Being shite.
What, on the drums?
Best mate chucked him at the band.
No way.
Best mate.
Where's that band now? Sitting in the house.
Sitting in the house.
What a decision.
There you go, mate.
Any other Rangers questions you want to know? What about a most memorable moment?
There you go. Favourite moment being a Rangers fan?
Oh, man, it's too many. I think definitely see. Probably my first memory is got to see the first Rangers game was Gaza at Ibrox where he scored the hat trick.
What age were you then?
I was 10.
Good age, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think I was 10, and it was.
Aberdeen scored the hat trick.
Scored the hat trick. Basically, we're 1-0 down, and he scored for halfway on. So that's probably up there. And then I went to Manchester when we played Zenit with my dad, which was. We never expected to win, but just being a European final with my dad. was unreal. And then having gone to Champions League with my dad and all in Old Firms. Just that, I don't know, it's too many. Just always with my old man.
See that Leipzig game at home?
Ah, that was
that was unbelievable. So after it, well, done the fan zone, played the fan zone, watched the game, and then after it, we were right, didn't realise we were right next to Arfield's best mate, Rab, and he's like, come on, Ange, we're in the box after it, and there's McGregor, Scotty, and Davo in, and I'm going straight away. Come on, oh, congratulations, I went, I need two tickets for the final.
It's the first thing he said first to Scotty said, when he walked in, and all the congratulations. No, you
congratulate the fair. He says, that's incredible. He's man, he says, listen, if I get the allocation, you've got my word on it, we'll see you there.
Scott Arfield, oh, man. Right, we'll see how much you like Rangers.
All right, Rangers
round two Rangers quiz. Paul actually wrote all these questions.
Aye.
This is going to be tough, then, isn't it?
So here we go. Question one. Who did Rangers beat to win the European Cup Winners' Cup in 1972?
Oh, easy start for you.
That's not for me.
What?
I'm way below my generation, mate. Because I'm
going to tell you don't know that.
I know, but I've got the location in my head, and that's the problem.
I can't believe
send
that.
Send me a location. I know. Brilliant.
Did you know that?
No, oh, I've got no clue.
Never, no, I never actually know. No. I knew it was that you.
It's not. It's not. I'm going to the rank.
You're going to be eating me, man.
Aye, I'm going to the rank team here. Because
you certain on it?
I well, they're making me nervous.
Actually, I'm nervous now, and I'm writing down the wrong answer.
It's his miss. It's his brother's favourite team. Miss's favourite team. Dynamo.
Yeah. Same Munich.
She's no. Yeah,
she's Bayern Munich. Phoenix.
No, I had Barcelona. My head. I kept saying Barcelona. My head. It's no Barcelona. And that's a panic.
Shocking.
You're close with Bayern. Get you and me, man. Come on.
Get about.
Dead nervous here, mate. Honestly,
this is when it starts.
Big news ones have always been hard.
This is when it starts to get real freaking naughty.
What ends this come out? That's what I'm worried about.
Still talking about the wings.
Aye. Good.
Oh, you're hot.
Go on, wee man. Get that in your off. Watch your fingers.
I should have brought the guitar.
Sure, I brought the guitar.
That's alright.
No bad. It's an afterburn, mate. Get 30 seconds and we'll see if it's alright.
Fuck.
Oh, you played that like a champion.
Mate, that's alright.
I'm going to fire a wee message to see the guitar can come down.
Try and get your guitar.
Right, okay.
Would he be the type that you would have in your band?
So any 100%.
Aye.
You need a guy that's high in morale, good for a laugh, always upbeat.
Loves keep, threesomes.
Loves. The whole shebang. You know what I mean? Well travelled. You know what I mean?
Question two!
On you go, Simon.
Who's Rangers' youngest ever player? Did you ask the first
one?
Call yourself Rangers fan.
I know he's.
You're starting to sweat, and I like it. I like to see you sweat. Oh, mate, look at the eye sweat. Look.
Oh, it's coming. It's like
a question. Oh, it's a question. He can't even hint to it.
Youngest ever player.
Who's Rangers' youngest ever player?
And it's and I know the first time I've done a son, it's in him, and it was when Alan McCoy's was manager.
I can't believe this answer, to be honest.
Man, I know. Is it worse
even
now?
That bad? It's worse now.
It's the afterburn.
Fuck's sake, man.
I'm just going to write this down because I've got no clue. It's not that answer either.
No, you're wrong, mate.
I'm a mile off. Okay,
it's Tom Sumdy, innit? It's Tom Sumdy.
I'm just saying that. That's it, done.
Tom.
I'm eating.
I know, I used to wait 10 for Vanessa Carly.
You're delaying. You got an answer. There must be a timer on this.
I know. I've just got his first name's Tom.
Tom. The answer is Derek Ferguson.
Derek Ferguson.
16 years and 1 month.
I want to question that. I want to throw in because I think it's Tom Hingway. Tom Walsh.
That's
good knowledge.
Bastard. I'm trying to question.
I thought it was Derek, you know. Fuck's sake.
We've got a psychopath writing the questions, mate. He will not
I'm
be
I'm going to get absolutely battered for this man for getting all these questions wrong.
Right. Oh, I know, sake. Rangers fans, mate. Getting free tickets or not in the Canadas. I don't know if I like it. Stealing
tickets off the real fans. Disgusting. Wee boy and his dad outside the game in Seville, greeting.
Wouldn't that be mate? Would not be me?
And we've still holding the tickets up outside the stadium.
Oh, look at the sweat!
Oh, mate, that's early goals. That's early goals.
This is round two, man. My God.
Well, how many rounds are there? Five?
Four, mate.
Right, fuck's sake.
Oh, question three! Bill's late to go!
Rangers won the domestic treble in 2002-03 season. Which teams did they beat in the League Cup and Scottish Cup finals?
Great question.
That's a brilliant question.
Great question for the psychopath. Scottish Cup. Two different teams, it is. There's a wee clue for you. Mate, you're sweating.
I'm not going to.
2002?
Oh, yes, the Cardies are!
Oh, that's good. Mate. smoke, man. I tell you, I wasn't going to do
this. Tap will come off.
Would you, take the tap off?
I'll take the tap off.
Do you want me, man, get my belly hanging out?
No, he's terrible.
Oh, you got a belly? Oh my God. Terrible. Johnny Five bellies, mate.
How is your diet in general, lads? Is it obviously
diet?
Isn't it great?
No, it's terrible.
What's your typical day eating?
Oh, shite.
I can't even listen to you now, honest to God.
Not that bad, is it?
Well, last game between rounds. Last game between next round. Come on. Right, come on. Team. Two teams at the beat. But then I need the scores, don't we?
Fuck's sake, man.
That's just the score.
You must know that, lads. 2002-2003.
I would know one there.
Treble season.
Did we beat...
Would you know that one?
I think I would, mate. Only because I've interviewed people that have spoken with
2002.
Did we beat...
No, I've got one name done. Kenny Marsh scored.
2002?
I think that's a year.
Oh. I don't know if that's his... I'm saying Air United was one. That's not one. It was a Canidia. But...
I know, I'm just writing doing that because...
It's too early.
I'm going to have to start eating, I think.
Oh, you're. Where are you going?
I put you right in Celtic. No?
The answer is Paul Slane.
Dundee and Celtic.
Dundee?
Dundee 1-0. Amarillo.
Can he just did score against Celtic?
Oh, I'm thinking of the game Kenny Moss good, didn't I, man?
What's it? Wait, no, that's fucking 2012.
Aye, that's what it's from Mead.
What was your score? Matt Amarillo. Do you think he was a good player?
Aye, big ammo. Class.
I'm on the third one. Yes. I've
had every question wrong, every Rangers question wrong. Mate.
I know, mate. I don't
even. Banned for Ibrox. Banned for Ibrox.
Is Fergie your answer? Is he your favourite ever Rangers player?
Yeah, Coyste.
For me, aye.
Gorgeous, isn't he? Unbelievable. Any other honourable mentions who else you just love as players?
Favourite players? Or we know, or we just play?
No, just to watch
play,
it.
Fergie, yeah, I thought it was.
He's a curveball, by the way.
Malberts.
Russell Latape.
Oh, what a player, mate. You love Namucci, wasn't
it? Namucci.
Namucci.
What about worst?
Russell Martin.
Oh, aye.
Russell Martin's up there.
If you're meeting on it.
No, it's not my mate.
Russell Martin's probably the worst player I've seen at Rangers.
That's a statement.
What about Kev? Did you ever watch Kev play for Rangers?
Aye.
What games?
Scored against... He scored one. He scored against the United.
That's right.
Somerville.
Was he any good?
Big Kev was alright. I was actually glad we signed him because we were that terrible. But no, Big Kev was alright.
What about Andy?
Andy
was good.
Andy was good.
Andy. Hey, what a chant he had. Andy Halliday.
Hey, Halliday.
Wow, I love that man. Honestly, brilliant.
No, Andy was great. Seeing Europe as well. Seeing under Gerrard. I remember playing him. He played against Maribor away.
Aye.
We think we won away. Get beat. Or we not each.
Who was that Russian team?
Buffa. No, but. Halliday against Maribor away was unbelievable.
Was he good, was he?
Aye, he was brilliant.
Where would you put him in a band?
He'd do the merch.
The triangle. Oh my God.
Last question in the round, Paul Slane.
Which former Rangers player has Everton as a middle name?
That's a sick question.
Who the fuck came up with that?
That is a sick old mate, honestly. He didn't realise how sick this guy is.
I didn't even. Well, we'll give a clue here.
He played for Liverpool.
I didn't even know he played for Liverpool, so that might make it harder.
An ex-Rangers player.
I'll give you the era. It was probably around about, 90s? Early 90s, am I right in saying that?
And his middle name's Everton?
Uh-huh.
I would even think of that though, mate, because I don't think that's going to help you. Do you?
Nah.
Do you think we should give him a clue here?
That's too tough, man. Who came up with this question?
Did he play for Liverpool?
Can you think of another Rangers question we could give him? Maybe a wee bit easier.
Did you come up with that? Did you come up with that?
He was a winger, there you go, he was a winger.
I'll tell you, bro, his... I might be too...
I'm going to say this, right? I can't spell
90s.
It.
90s?
No, I'll give you a brilliant clue here.
Right.
His surname...
In Chelsea's.
Rub that out quick.
His surname is the first name of a previous Rangers manager.
Wow, great clue.
Incredible how I've done it.
A legendary Rangers manager.
Legendary.
87 to 91, so I was right at early 90s.
106 appearances,
32
goals.
106 appearances,
32
goals.
He's one of the greatest players ever at Bray Heed in the
five-a-sides.
He's outstanding here, there.
My, he's a very, that's a four my time. It's a four my time.
No, Lammers.
No.
No, he's not. He didn't play with Liverpool.
Lammers would be unreal at that 10 at five-a-sides.
He'd be unbelievable.
Nah.
Have you got it?
Aye. I think so.
You're eating again. Yeah!
On the bus. I'm thinking Smith, right? And I'm going, somebody called Smith. Who's called Everton Smith? Somebody Everton Smith. That's the right. That is a shambles.
Come on, mate. Get your finger out. Come on.
You eat again the day after this.
No.
I'll need to eat again, mate.
I don't think I'll bring a queen of them, man.
Right, come on.
Shut off. Because I've done.
See, we used to. Do you live on the bus? Is that stupid? I know it's a bit of a stupid question.
We've done a tour bus a couple of times.
Did
and
you
then,
enjoy that?
Aye, brilliant. No, we did all over America on a bus, and it was...
In your life?
You wake up and say, LA, play a gig, grab all the booze after it, get a drink all night, then wake up in San Francisco and do the same again. Go for something to eat.
Mate, if you think they're hot, you're in for it on that fourth round.
I've told you, I've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow to check up on me.
It's not even that bad, the Rollins.
No, How many wings you eat? They're alright.
They're doable.
Lads, has there been any musicians that have been really good with you? That have helped you?
Aye, tons. We went on tour with Capaldi when he was getting to number one in America.
Was he brilliant?
He was unbelievable. Capaldi's up there with the best.
Great guy.
I'm a boy into Capaldi.
Aye, he's amazing.
What have you done in his bathroom again?
He's a lovely boy.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's a boy called Youngblood. He's kind of like an emo.
I've seen him on Louis Vuitton.
He took us on tour across America and Europe, and he was best guy about, man.
Was he?
He's brilliant.
He became, by bizarre circumstance, best pals of my dad. My dad's like, I want to go on tour. Because I've seen you having good fun with this, I want to go on tour with you. So my dad flew to Milan. We picked him up Milan, get to the venue. Sold out, but 3,000 folk. My dad said, I'm here to sell t-shirts and all the rest of it. Anyway, didn't sell t-shirts and I ended up getting steaming backstage. And then Youngblood played, come off stage, and my dad grabbed him. My dad grabbed him and went, see you, you're the next Mick Jagger, you're going to be the biggest superstar in the world. And this wee guy Youngblood was at. And all of a sudden, he was there to sell t-shirts, and then 2 nights later, he was playing in Warsaw, and Youngblood got him on stage to play a song with him. So we sang in a song, and my dad sang with him. It was brilliant. And then a year and a half after COVID, Youngblood was playing the Barras, and he asked us to support him, and we supported him. And he said, I mentioned a special song. It's called Waiting on the Weekend, but I'm renaming it. What he called it, Bertie's song. It's about my good friend Bert Jukes. So Al and I are up the back. He's saying that, we just started crying. He just renamed the song after our dad. We started crying, and talked to him every now and again. He's a genuine brilliant.
Bert Jukes, that's an absolute movie star name, isn't it? Is that your dad's name, Bert Jukes?
That's one of the best stories I've heard.
Anybody else you've met that was really nice or any arseholes?
I met Niall Horan, he was quality.
Was he?
Aye, with Capaldi, broke my ankle.
You're Pally, isn't it?
Aye, he came backstage, man. He's a bag of ice, massaged my ankle and that, aye.
Niall Horan?
Big Niall Horan, aye.
Brilliant,
aye. What happened?
I broke my ankle. But I jumped half a stage. Broke my ankle in Brooklyn, and then come back and he walks in. He's like, "Oh yeah, you mad bastard!" And I was like, "Fucking Niall Horan for One Direction." He's like, "Here's a bag of ice. What's happened?" And he started massaging my ankle, and he's like, "If you need to go to the hospital, I'll take you. I'll get one of my drivers to take you." So I'm like, "Mate," I says, "Mate, I'm going home on Tuesday. I can't afford to go to hospital in America. America. I'll wait to the NHS on Tuesday, mate.
Cheers,
boss. Story that is as well. Just quickly, Murray, what's your address for any viewers that want to come up here?
Hey, don't touch that. That's all your. I'll get them after.
These
no, sorry,
these
I'll
this is where it gets.
This is where it gets naughty. This is where it gets naughty.
Just quickly, because the big man will use it if I don't give Thundercat a plug for this. This is Thunderfire, which is Thundercats.
Thundercats is lovely, have been.
Sounds great, man.
Right, okay.
Thanks, Murray. Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks.
You getting a Thundercat?
No bean.
Mate,
no
bean. It's good. Really good, mate. Really good.
Yeah,
right, round three, Paul. What are we on?
My phone's froze. My phone's
quite,
froze.
That's quite good, that?
I don't know what's happened.
Too much.
You topped up?
Too much dirty stuff.
You for a top-up, wee man?
It's Tesco, they keep fucking me about.
Hey, who the fuck's with Tesco Mobile, man? What the fuck's wrong with
brilliant.
You?
I told you that with Tosh McKinley, remember?
No.
Me and Tosh, I had said a wee bit of the podcast about him, and wasn't he? I was only having a... So he keeps phoning me, but it's went through to voicemail. Then he sent, you think you're a big hard man and you've got Tesco Mobile.
Round three, you must get this music.
Right, okay.
I'm not going to get nothing.
Just to get to know you a wee bit better. What's your, who's your favourite band? Who's your favourite band of all time? Solo artist of all time?
Magic.
Favourite song of all time?
Brilliant.
Favourite solo artist, probably Springsteen. Favourite band?
Oh my God, Maggie Hinkin.
I'm going to say, just because of that King Tut show, I'm going to say The Killers.
Aye, Killers live,
amazing. Aye, we got to see him at King Tut's. They were on Weibo. And what's the other one? Bandon.
Song.
Dead easy. John Denver, Country Roads, my favourite song.
Country Roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, to see your mama.
Take me home, darling. Favourite song. I like The Wait by the band. Band called The Band. Take a load off Fanny, take a load off.
That's DL's favourite song.
Take a load off Fanny. Imagine. Great part. Right, no. Favourite band, favourite solo.
Favourite band, got to say. Can't even think, honestly, he's pointing my face. Got to say, Arctic Monkeys, favourite band.
Claire.
Favourite solo artist, man. Don't know. Solo artist.
Arctic Monkeys are brilliant. You actually look like one of the guitar players in Arctic Monkeys.
I thought he was a drummer. He wanted to be the drummer that Matt Helders for years.
Oh, is it a drummer?
Aye,
it's a drummer.
Coolest guy in the planet, man.
It's a drummer you look like,
mate. Modelled his cell on him, aye.
And who's the solo?
It's great. Just say Taylor Swift just to get the road.
No, I know he loves. He tells us all the time, he loves Adele.
I love Adele, mate. Brilliant.
He gets
12 Corona and candles in the bath and sits and listens to Adele.
I like that, mate. I like that a lot.
What's your favourite Adele song?
Some of the great stats.
No, I love Hello.
Hello. Oh, because it's hello. Hello,
what? No, hello, come on. I'm fucking throwing me under the bus there.
I'm usually James Blunt in the bath. Just put my head right under it. Keep my head under it as long as I can.
Right, round two is music.
All right, here we go.
Question one.
This is the easiest first question of all time.
And I think
don't say that.
No, it is, mate. You're definitely.
But you're saying that, and then I'm going.
Okay. If you did it, you're getting your guitar and drums taken off.
Right, and this is probably my favourite singer of all time. Story as well.
Right, so what other than. But I'll ask you after this question.
Okay, question one. Johnny Cash recorded at which state prison in 1960?
Oh, you know that, fuck's sake. You know that.
See, the thing is, you say that and I've got an answer in my head and then I'm questioning myself.
But
now.
It's not Barrel.
You know, I'm quite disappointed. Shots. You're
good, you're quite...
No, because he's got the actual live session on, didn't he?
Aye.
He's released a live session and I've got a name in my head and it's not that name. Oh no, I'm just going to write a name down.
Just eat.
You disappointed in her?
I'm disappointed myself.
I'm
not joking,
he looked myself in the room. I don't know if it's the lights and the camera and Scott to him or something.
Sweat.
I'm in shock. Grado says it, I'm in shock.
Right, come on, I've named my jail down.
This is dead annoying, I've got the thing in my head. I'm just going to write it down. It's not even that.
Bowman.
Bowman, it's a bit like Bowman, isn't it?
It's no.
What have you got?
It's no. I'm fear to write it down. It's no. It's
what
no.
Have you put?
Arkansas, but it's no that.
No. Arkansas.
Honest to God.
Folsom Prison. This man knows his jails. What's your favourite jail?
My opponent's probably up there. You've seen that? You've seen that picture, that video on YouTube? With the young offenders going mental?
No.
Oh, mental.
Is it?
Crazy boys.
Right here, that's a good time to ask you. What's your dream? You ask him.
Oh, dream meal? Mate, start.
Tell them what's getting older.
Aye, so you're getting gagged.
Good deal.
I'm getting strapped to a chair.
Right.
Electric chair.
Right.
Starter, main, dessert. What are you going for? Last ever?
Last ever. All right.
Holy shit.
Did that full wing eating,
mate? Oh, excuse me, mate. Sorry,
man. Has it hit you?
That's a proper sweat, mate.
What is that?
That's like a gym workout sweat you've got in the...
Oh, no, right. No. Oh, I don't like it when I'm...
Oh, Starter. No.
You're sweating
like... Before.
You're sweating like...
Mate, look how much he's sweating.
Oh, that's not great. That's not great.
That's no funny, Simon.
Any hinky, your dream meal?
For you right now.
What's that?
Any hinky, your dream meal? Take your tap off.
I'm a
My mum used to do that. She used to come back for football. She used to say, what, a cup of tea? That was strange.
That was strange.
He's away. He's done.
Hey, what's your dream meal, Colin?
Starter. I like scallops for a starter.
Lovely scallops.
A nice steak for the main.
How you cut your steak and what cut is it?
Medium, probably a fillet. Fillet, sides. Medium, sides, just chips, man.
Aye, very good.
Steak and chips.
Peppercorn
and then
sauce?
Peppercorn sauce. Then dessert, you're talking creme brulee, probably.
Oof, no bad, what's yours?
You
I'm not joking. Yeah, I think I'm putting this where I'm swear to God, this isn't funny.
It's fucking wild, isn't it?
It's not looking good, mate.
Oh, mate, it's not looking great. What's your favourite three-course meal?
Starter, chicken pakora.
Fucking spicy, you know what?
Aye. Chicken pakora.
Aye. And then what, vindaloo for your men?
No.
Boiled egg madras.
Greg sausage roll, chips and beans.
Oh, that does. On a roll?
And a bit of a buttered roll next to it.
And dessert?
Oh.
Something hot.
I'm making all these noises now. Chocolate gatto, I think, or something like that.
A gatto, chocolate ice cream.
I need to change that. I need to change that answer. That was pathetic. Oh my god!
Right, come on, question
you're
two.
Done.
Let's get you through this. Do you
know what I forgot today here? And we should have said this to the start. These.
Yes.
Is there allowed to phone a friend at any hard question?
Oh, we are. Oh, cheers, thank you very much for that, Taylor. As well. Third round in.
This is when you need it.
This is when you need it, lads. Right. So get a friend ready if you need it.
Who asked the first beer? You.
Me. So you said, "Hey, you."
Right.
No, it's me. So it's actually me. No, it's you actually.
Who won the inaugural? Who won the inaugural? Inaugural.
What does that mean?
Don't know why they put these words in for us morons, but who won the inaugural Pop Idol contest in 2002?
I would know.
Anyone who doesn't know what inaugural means?
It's the first one.
Well done, Stevie boy.
Fuck's sake, first one.
Pop
Idol.
Pop Idol.
But she's second, that's the first name, isn't it?
No, hold on.
You look a wee bit like Louis Walsh.
Hold on, sweat my tits off and he's just giving up.
Was it, hold on,
I think
you can't ask questions here. Was it just singular or was it bands and all?
Didn't I tell him?
I'm sure it was bands.
It's up to you, mate. There was bands as well involved. Don't show him.
It's one of the best finals in history. I remember watching
Unbelievable,
it.
Unbelievable, mate. One for
the
ages. No, I wanted him to win.
Oh, fuck's sake, aye, man. See,
I wanted them to win.
See, I guess I'm getting this. See if I get this answer. It's embarrassing if I vote this one.
Mate. You didn't know Johnny Cash is fucking. Who are you going? Wrong.
Oh, fuck.
Oh yeah.
Make it all green.
Hold on.
Take it all back.
What was that?
What's an ass? Wait. Can you make like see something? You go in the American chat shows and the musician comes on and they make noises to make like a beat.
Aye.
Can you do that?
Beatbox, no.
No.
Oh, disco.
Take it all back. All that I said. All is my so what? And it feels like jealousy.
Take this night
and make it evergreen.
And make it evergreen.
Honestly, make sure you eat the biggest one.
Get that falling, don't you, wee man? Oof.
I'm no good, man.
He mate, you're a what? You just get a steal, you just get a
fire.
So what? And I feel a jealousy.
But you come in now.
Are
you can.
On the drums.
You get something going on.
And it feels like I can't breathe.
I'm no good here.
Jealousy.
Who by?
Well young.
Is it?
Aye. We did it by the your next gig. I'll come out and we'll play Jealousy in the whole crowd.
Hey, we're playing next week.
Whereabouts?
Oh, SWG3. Oh,
I'll be there.
Well, young.
Right, question three. Possibly take it away.
Okay, here we go.
You need
it's a legend here.
So.
I thought you're saying this every time.
No, this is easy. You'll get this, mate. But believe
question
me.
Three. What was Tina Turner's only number one song? Mate, that's a shambles. How's she only got one number one song?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
What is it?
Oh, it's a great question.
I'm going to hit a curveball because I don't think it's
the best.
No.
Go on,
Hank.
How are you, Hawkwise? All right?
I'm all right.
Aye, very good, mate. 8-2 wings, man. I think you're a hard man. I don't even know if that's the name of the song.
Show the camera.
Is it?
Show the camera. Let's see what you've got.
Have I fucked it?
The answer is, what's love got to do with it?
You looked at me as if I got that right. I was like, you're a dancer.
What did you put in? What did you put in?
Pride Mary.
Come on, get that, didn't you? Mate, how's she only get one number one?
I know.
That's a disgrace.
Big Tina's awesome, isn't she?
What, the sweaty dog's eating another.
Aye, very good, man. This is how I was dreading this. I'm crap, man.
I'm surprised you've never went for something best. Is that not her?
I don't think I was the number one.
Not really Rangers fans, are they?
Oh,
yeah, he's not.
Tells you a lot.
You put Phil Jaff and Ryder.
Aye, very good. I'm in shock by you, I swear to God.
Are you alright, mate?
Aye. Did you want to phone a friend at any time?
Oh, that'd be. Who would be your friend?
It needs to kind of be somebody that's known, then. Aye, we don't
can
want
to be Barry, if whoever he's a fair.
I'd phone, if it's the music, I'd phone.
Evans.
No, I'd phone Scotty Arfield.
Oh, my goodness.
His knowledge is really, really good, actually.
Right, we'll get him the fourth round then.
You can read this like next question, mate. You can read this next question because this is made for you, this question. Question four!
Oh, dear God, that's really funny, man.
Fuck me, what is that?
You're nearly there, mate.
Right, question four. Which actor sings, plays guitar and piano under the Fusidium?
What is it?
I don't know what that word is.
Pseudonym.
Baby Goose in a band called Dead Man's Bones.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man.
So I'll read that again because that was
that's
in
the... That's a fake question.
Which actor sings, plays guitar and piano under the pseudonym Baby Goose in band called Dead Man's Bones?
Okay.
Big actor. Big boy.
And he's current?
Fat?
No,
he's current as well,
big
mate.
Guys really? Huge just now.
Huge than now?
Aye.
Oh, fuck. I've not got that, it's not him.
Who's done this, man?
Who did you put Steve McFadden faced in there? Bill mate, Mitchell.
He'd be brilliant. He goes,
big
deal. What him mean, deal?
Michael Bill.
But he's big right now.
He's big right now, mate.
Has he been in a recent film?
I'm not saying any more. Just telling you he's big right now. Can't give you any more. Why don't you phone a friend? Jake Arfield would not?
No.
Give him a phone, mate. He's a world tour.
He's in Charlotte. He's going to be in the middle of the night.
He'll be playing with his banger, won't he?
He'll be playing with...
Just try him, mate. Let's wake him up. Fuck him.
I don't know. No, I'm not.
He's meant to come on and
eat. Who
are you going to phone, mate, if it comes to it? He's not a good place.
I'm not phoning him, I'm going solo.
Aye. Will I phone him?
Aye, go give him a phone, mate.
Phone Arfield, or phone Devo. Greg's about,
does Devo know his music?
Greg's about,
why don't you try Devo then?
No, his phone's off.
They don't answer the number.
Why is that with Devo?
He's blocked your number.
Aye,
that's a blocked number. What about Devo?
I phone Devo.
See if he knows it. Big names on here, aren't it?
I was cracking that.
I love it.
Who would you go to if you were on in the other side of the seat?
What, was it a music question?
No, just if you were on the other side of the seat, who are you phoning?
Who would I phone? Oh, probably Raymond Mead.
Raymond Mead, he's unbelievable. He's one of the reasons why we started the band.
How's that? So this is the guitarist fail.
Tell your story, man.
Give us a story.
He's not answering.
Patch you again.
Northern Ireland.
He's on Northern Ireland.
Patched you?
No, patched.
Nah.
Yeah, just patched again, man.
Oh, anyway, you can just guess. Tell the story about Raymond Mead, motion colour scene guitarist.
So we were in a band before, and we were playing the Archies, and he came and seen us, and he said, 2 minutes of your time, I said, I ain't bother. He said, you should phone the manager or email the manager of the Killers to get him to manage you, because he sounded like the Killers. He went, very good, how are we going to get the fucking email for the manager of the Killers? He says, I'm telling you, he found it. And he emailed him. Long story short, the Killers manager, they also manage a band called Imagine Dragons, big American band.
Imagine Dragons are brilliant.
So they're brothers. He got back to us, and we flew out to see him. We must have spent about a year on Skype calls, helping us write songs and that. And it was his idea. He said, you should start a new band, St. Phoenix, two brothers.
Wow. So it was all
because, of Raymond
did
Mead.
Did Killers manager take you on?
No, he didn't take us. We're still pals with him, but we didn't go on with him. But
It was his. Baby goose.
Oh,
dead man's bones. Just guessing.
I'm saying
it. Fucking
no.
No. Do you know what's not a bad guess? Because he's in a band.
Yeah, it's
not.
No, a bad
it's not
guess,
Johnny Depp.
Who are you going? Al Pacino.
Fuck.
Ryan Gosling.
Is he Ryan Gosling? Fuck.
Sings that Ken song, didn't he? Do you like that?
Oh, aye.
I'm just Ken.
Honestly, I would love to slap him a bit, mate. Oh, fuck.
Would you? Yeah. Oh, you've been absolutely.
What heroes. The size of that, man?
Episode so far, you've been.
Probably my favourite.
What is. What the size of that?
First time I've seen a dog eat a chicken wing.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Light my fire. Light my fire.
That's incredible.
Can we drink this now?
No, oh, mate, right, next round, right, you're done. Right. But the next one is a quick. There's only three questions. I like pence, huh?
Right.
Next one's only three questions, lad. You can have a water. Just now.
Oh no, I've just touched my nose.
Oh, that's the worst, mate. You should never have done that. Round four, please, money, if you can, please.
Round
thank
four,
you.
I'll just let
right?
You know what we're in for.
Thanks, mate.
Oh.
Is it? I'll come to SWG and see
you, lads. Aye, I've guessed that's no bother, mate.
No, no, I'll just go buy tickets. Is it? That's what sold out.
Sold out, aye. We just come to no bother.
What's been the most surreal moment you've had in music? Is it one of the ones you've just mentioned with the players and musicians?
I think I would definitely kicking about with folk gets. That's famous, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And like,
what a calories, man, oh my god.
We did, I think, we did a your tour in America, fucking hell, look at them, thanks, man. Mate. When you're touring America, it was like, see when.
Thanks, mate.
What are they, man?
What are these called, sorry, just cut us.
So, the bomb, well, after being it's kind of tamed it a wee bit.
All oh, right.
That's how it makes yeah, you feel better.
It's definitely like, what you've been waiting for, really, to be honest.
Yeah. Great, thanks, mate.
These are called the Murrays, isn't they?
That's it.
These I are called the Murrays. Blocked you for Twitter and Instagram, man.
So just famous people that you've met.
Yeah, we just see traveling America with your brother. It's like two boys for Wishy, and then when we signed to Atlantic Records, which is one of the biggest labels in the world. See, if you said to me when I was a kid, you're going to be touring with your brother over the world and signing to one of the biggest record labels, you would have said, no chance. It's the same with you when you're saying, you play football, play with Celtic. Do you know what I mean? You're like, very good, but actually that coming true is, you know, unbelievable. So just doing that, playing music with your brother's probably the pinnacle.
You know what you're saying?
I can't talk,
see this, have you ever, see when he's on tour, have you ever, I know like he's a really tight in brothers, have you ever had a big argument?
Okay. Aye, dog time. It's like talk proper fighting, but the good thing is it gets resolved within 10 seconds.
Aye,
but like,
what is the fights usually about? Biggest?
Just the biggest stuff, aye. No, just, one is always wakes up in the morning, crab it, and then it's the argument started, and then it's forgot about when you're in the van. But sometimes when we're talking, you're just talking normal, and people think you're arguing.
Nah, it's weird.
Has that never happened quite crazy on stage while you're on playing?
Aye, tons of stuff. Had that one time we played a festival called Boardmasters down in Newquay, a big festival, and it was fucking pushing to me. We're in this tent. He went away for a shite 2 seconds before stage time.
Hit my head after the lighting rack, right? Hit my head after the lighting rack. I'm sweating worse than I am now. And I ran backstage and I'm like, I need to go to the toilet. And I opened up the cubicle, there's no toilet roll. I was like, oh no, it's a disaster. So I ran to the next one and the boy for Slaves, drummer for Slaves.
Aye,
he says, you alright, mate? I says, mate, go and get yourself the fuck, man. Are you getting that toilet? And all that, just everyone fell out of his man. It was like a clearance sale, man. All stock must go. And I come back on and he's like, you're right, you're ready to go. And next thing you know, I started playing the songs, man. And my nose just started crushing.
He got a concussion, he hit the lighting rig, and then all of a sudden it was raining. So the top of the tent gave way, and all just basically opened up, and all this water came down. Messed up my laptop, everything, and I turned around. He's got two...
Snotters.
You know, he's got two tampons hanging out his nose covered in blood. And the music's cut off, and I'm like, what the fuck's happened here?
I just says, rap it, man.
And we stopped playing.
We stopped playing back to back.
Right, lads, we're on to our last round. As I say, you've been absolute heroes. What an episode so far.
Okay.
This round is general knowledge. How is your general knowledge?
Terrible.
Do you ever watch the Chase?
Chase, Fanny Schmeller.
That's right, that was my question, wasn't it? I love the Chase, do you?
Nah, not for me.
Nah, not for me. I'm with Lenny.
Would you host? Would you like to host?
I wouldn't mind hosting the Chase.
He'd be a good host, like genuinely.
Aye, would be great. Because he's livened up Bradley Walsh. Aye. Anyway.
Stupid idiot for another right on you.
Here we go, question one. My dad.
We climbed this.
Made halfway and get took back down. Couldn't date off. So that just tells you how hard this is to do anyway. Terrible wee bit that I'll let you know. What is the highest mountain in the UK?
You must know that.
That's dead easy.
That's so easy. Come on.
You know that.
I'm in shock. I can't think straight at all.
Fuck's sake,
how many wings you done? Man.
What?
Many wings you done? Two?
Four, I think.
Done about eight. No joking, man.
He's gone.
That's what he's like on tour all the time.
Mad how angry people get there.
It's angry,
week.
Angry Alan. Angry Alan, that's his name.
I've just said that. I've no clue.
Ben Nevis, both right. Well done, boys.
Fancy, would you stay that and 4 years ago, Ben Nevis?
Aye, fancy that.
You can't mean your back off.
Who's taking his dad's bag?
I was in that.
A body.
Vaseline.
What country has the most islands? That's unbelievable.
That's a good question. You'll be eating.
A joke.
Will we get a continent?
No. I want the meat in this. Meat.
Yeah. Alright.
I'm guessing this. Bank, I've got it. Oh, that's too confident.
Country?
Pally, I feel like you're too pally the contestant.
Do you ever country? Remember
this? Islands?
Okay, I'll tell you if I'm fair.
Who done these questions? I don't know. I've actually got no clue.
Just guess, mate. Come on.
Hey, I'm just going to
I think you're going to get this. I don't know why. I've got a feeling that you're going to pull it through the fire here.
I say fuck.
I think he's wrote the right kind down.
I've definitely
That's too long. Indonesia. United Kingdom. The answer is
Sweden.
No, do it. Sweden.
Is it Sweden?
That's no fair.
Eat that fire. It's like sticking your head in that fire.
We know got all the islands, but
are you sure?
Eat that wee man. Get that in you.
Hey,
get me thinking that side.
No, you
this is falling apart, man.
Full wing, please, lads. No, just half, please. Right. Please.
What's your plans after this today? You've got much planned or?
Buy a book dinner.
Buy a new pant. Go and buy a pair of pants.
Straight to the toilet.
You flung your fire trap boxes at Neil last night, didn't you?
Go on, caught.
I want to just sit and watch this. Enjoy it.
That's hot, man.
I've been on the other end of that, mate. I know what it feels like. That's fucking wild, innit? What is it? What's your... Oh, fuck.
Sorry, lads. Sorry, boys. Oh, I can drink that?
No, not to the end, mate. As soon as the quiz is done, you can munch it.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Bit slashing off me, I swear to God.
Is that one of the worst things you've had in your mouth, seriously? Like, no jokes, is it? Is it the hottest thing?
That's the hottest thing I've had in my mouth.
Is it, Oh, mate, look at him, man.
Oh, no.
That's horseball material.
Phone it. Sorry, get the ambulance ready.
That's stomach pump.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Mate, it's mad what a bit of food can do to your full body, innit?
Mate, he's ringing.
Holy fuck. Pour it out of your head, please. Don't pour it on me.
Oh, you're fucked, Alan.
You're dealing with heat. Oh.
Oh, no, he's not. I think the glasses are hiding a lot of sweat there.
It's hit me now.
What does the face... Is your face lit up a wee bit? Or is it just your mouth?
No, I feel face.
Fucking hell, man.
That's hot, lads. I need my water.
What?
Oh, it's stinging, man.
Oh, that's the worst water thing you can do. Mate, didn't use that. Because you've touched that.
Yeah, water's coming, here. Lads.
She's pouring water over you, mate. It brings all out. You might only have to eat one more. Last question.
Oh, man.
I can't. I swear to God.
There's only one more, mate. Get it right. It's an easy question.
I can't. My eyes are stinging, man.
That's like Robert De Niro in a Deer Hunter, man.
Oh, for God's sake, man.
Was a food bottle there?
Ah!
Well, it's ya.
Yeah. Mate, do you know what? People think that we're taking the piss when we're...
No.
No, but people think we are. When, how bad is it?
Ah, it's...
They've tamed that down.
That's been tamed down. His whole face is ringing, man.
I'm not joking, I can see my dad.
What a shout! That's the best shout I've ever done here.
I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
That's incredible. Oh my god, what a shout, man.
My eyes are stinging, man. I swear to God, I'm not allergic to the action.
Oh, mate, that is genius, man. That's
I'm no good. I'm no putting this on. I can't do it.
Do you want to be known
my
as no?
Rips are stinging, man.
Known as no finishing the quiz.
No,
keep go. Going.
You need to finish it. Last go. Question, Paul. Come on, take
here
it.
Here we go.
Last question. Let's get the boys done.
Woo! They've been incredible, aren't they?
I'm not just saying. It's genuinely one of my favourite ones so far.
Right, here we go. What did the first ever text message say?
It was Faye Gordon Dale to somebody. Trousers laugh.
You're joking me.
No joke like that.
Oh, go on. What did the last ever, what did the first ever text message say, mate?
It's got to be hello or hi, innit? Fuck me. Hello.
Two words, there you go. That's how good we are at you, but it's two words.
Look at your eyes are bloodshot.
I can't feel my eyes. My eyelids are burning.
They can't be illegal, man.
Nah, it's wild.
I tell you, this was a bad idea.
He's out of our going.
Take me to my happy place.
Oh,
my happy
I'm not joking, I'm going to hospital. I'm half full face, it's burning, man.
What's your general? Is a hospital on this end there?
Aye,
2 minutes, but it's still morning, come on. What? First ever text message.
Two words?
Yes. Go on.
I'm just doing it because I'm...
Fuck knows, man, I'm
no, tell me he's not got it, right? Join the camera. Fuck off. Hello there. The answer is drum roll, please.
Oh, Merry Christmas,
everyone. And
see, after we take, we can down that.
After you met us, you can down that, mate. There's your light at the end of the tunnel, mate.
There's no.
Go on, me, no. Man. One minute.
Oh, I'm going to be sick.
One man, you're done. You've completed it. You can say you've done it. Right, the okay. Full hang. Good man, Stevie boy. Get it in you.
Oh, fuck, man.
I don't know if he's got it in him, mate.
What a sweat. We'll get the sweat.
I think that's the worst.
Go on, one man. That is the worst. I think that's the worst I've seen somebody sweating it. Who else was sweating? The guy Steven sweated a bit.
Did Grado complete this?
No, never. I think he refused to do the last one.
I had one and that was it.
So you've beat him.
It's some effort, innit?
Get back to you, man. I can't even see the wing.
Fuck hell.
What's the second time round?
Aye.
Is that because you know what's coming ahead?
Where's the smallest one?
In there.
Put some hot sauce in his bobby.
Jeez,
that's a one move, Paul, innit? That's a one move. Go on. Go on, Al. Oh, you picked the biggest. What a champion, man.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, I can't even do it, honestly.
See, you're done, mate. That milkshake can get downed. Woo! Oh, wow, what a champion, man. I think there's still some meat in the bone.
Fuck off, Simon, honestly.
I'd be happy with that.
No, it's up to you if you want to finish it or not, mate. What a champion.
Give me a bite.
What a champion. Ah, brilliant, lads. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and the light is better than your kitchen. But I have to charge my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and the light. Yes, double the time.
Double the
time. By the way, back round the floor. 17 eggs.
Boys, I know you just can't so cream.
I know you just can't speak, but who you passing the baton on? Who you want to see getting tortured next?
Oh, good one. Oh,
for a double act?
Aye.
Right, two together. Who do you think would be good?
Who's a double act?
Oh.
What do you think? Football players?
Anyone you know. Just people you know, musicians. Football players are dull, mate.
I would like William Gareth Gates.
Oh, that'd be unreal.
Not William Gareth Gates, very good.
William Gareth Gates, call him it.
They two be good.
William Gareth Gates.
Osborne and
Pete Waterman and Louis Walsh.
Aye, and Osborne and
the Osbournes.
Aye,
hereby that is delicious, man.
That's helping.
The milkshake's amazing.
By the way, St. Phoenix, the best of outstanding boys,
lads.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.